From Luke 9, we hear the Transfiguration revealing the true identity of Jesus, spoken by the voice of the Heavenly Father on that mountain. As Jesus prayed on the mountain, God shows his glory. Moses and Elijah appear speaking to Jesus about his departure, an inescapable crucifixion, resurrection, and finally the ascension, to be seated at the right hand of the Father. Knowing his work is not finished, Jesus keeps moving down the mountain. Waiting, like usual, in the crowd is a father of a demon-possessed boy. He calls out to Jesus, wanting help. Having tried and failed, the confused disciples question their inability to remove this demon from the boy. Jesus, frustrated, says, "You faithless and perverse generation, how long must I be with you?" Can you imagine how frustrated God is with us today? He sees us struggling to make a living, trying to stay faithful, and letting the world beat us up every day. We do not get it right most of the time. We do not love our neighbors as ourselves. Transfiguration Sunday is about both looking back and looking forward. We look back and see what Moses and Elijah did for us in their ministry when they listened to God. Moses was all about the law, a law to live by and to follow so we might be faithful. This would allow us the ability to have a relationship with God. However, we break most and we are not faithful to the laws of Moses. In fact, when we find it too difficult to follow the laws, we just change them to suit our needs or situations. Elijah, along with many other prophets, warn us about our unfaithfulness. We did not like what they say, so we did not listen to them or believe them. We just try to kill them. God gives us a chance to save ourselves. For some reason, humankind has rejected every attempt God has made to free ourselves from the sinful lives we find ourselves. On the mountain, the voice from the cloud tells them to listen to Jesus. Jesus' mission to take the sins of all humankind to the cross to pay the price for us, because we cannot do it on our own, and God knows it. Jesus will let man nail him to that cross, and he will give up his spirit to the Father. He will enter the deep to conquer sin, evil, and the grave. Jesus conquered death to show us the way to God's glory. Jesus said the greatest commandments of love hang on the law and the prophets. Do we listen to Jesus, the open gate? God gives us one last chance to enter his kingdom through the open gate of Jesus Christ. Listen to him. Amen. Let us pray. Dazzling Lord, in blinding light you showed your disciples a hint of your power and purpose. Reveal yourself to us today. Show us what you desire of us and how to broadcast your love to the world for the sake of the one who keeps company with the prophets, Moses and Elijah, God's open gate, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.